Crypto tax evasion under fire. SARS tightens the screws on non-compliant investors with over 5.8 million South Africans holding crypto assets. The South African Revenue Service, SARS, is escalating efforts to crack down on tax evasion in the digital asset space. From AI-driven audit systems to international data sharing deals, the message is clear. If you're not reporting your crypto, SARS will find out. New era of crypto enforcement. According to a recent media release by SARS, the agency is now collaborating with the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, and South African crypto exchanges to trace undisclosed transactions and unreported holdings. "We've seen phenomenal growth in the use of crypto assets among South Africans," SARS stated. "This increase demands enhanced oversight and compliance." As part of this initiative, SARS is actively collecting user data from crypto asset service providers, CASPs, and has begun issuing compliance letters to digital asset holders. Global data sharing just made it harder to hide. SARS's reach isn't limited to domestic platforms. Through new international cooperation frameworks, the agency has begun obtaining offshore crypto account data linked to South African residents. A major global agreement, expected to be finalized in November 2024, will further streamline cross-border sharing of crypto asset ownership and transactions. This means assets held in so-called safe havens may no longer be safe or secret. AI, machine learning, and crypto forensics in a high-tech upgrade. SARS has embraced artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, ML, pattern detecting algorithms. These tools help flag suspicious crypto activity, identify underreporting, and fast-track audit targets. SARS is using these technologies to proactively identify taxpayers who fail to report their crypto trading profits. Warning from the Commissioner. SARS Commissioner Edward Kieswetter issued a stern warning. "Non-compliance is not only unfair to honest taxpayers, it limits the state's ability to deliver social grants and critical services. Everyone must play their part." In other words, evading tax on your Bitcoin trades affects the broader economy, and you won't go unnoticed for long. Voluntary Disclosure Program, VDP, a legal lifeline for crypto investors concerned about prior non-compliance. SARS offers a second chance through the Voluntary Disclosure Program, VDP. Here's how it works. You disclose undeclared crypto assets or profits voluntarily. SARS waives criminal prosecution and reduces penalties you must apply before you're selected for audit. Important. Once SARS has notified you of an audit, you're no longer eligible for the VDP. If you suspect you've made errors or omissions in previous returns, act now, before you're flagged by SARS's AI systems. How to stay compliant with crypto taxes in South Africa. Report all crypto gains, income, and disposals on your annual tax return. Keep detailed records of trades, wallets, and fiat conversions. Check if your platform is a registered CASP and what information it shares with SARS. If in doubt, consult a tax specialist familiar with crypto. Consider VDP if you've never declared past gains. The era of anonymous, tax-free crypto trading in South Africa is over. With AI-driven compliance, data-sharing agreements, and tougher local enforcement, SARS is closing the gap between digital innovation and legal obligation. If you hold crypto and haven't declared it, now is the time to come clean. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.